Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Hey, Tyrus. Good to talk to you.
Hey, how are you? Listen, I'm going to cheer you up right now. You know what I've been doing all? You know what I've been doing all day?
What have you been doing?
I've been playing with puppies. I'm at Canine Companions for Independence today.
Oh,
and
puppy therapy.
Spike,
I love
Spike
it.
For the daily briefing. I was actually checking out his college he's getting ready to go to.
Oh.
And I literally was playing with, at one time, I had six dogs jumping on my lap.
What's better than
that? Doesn't cheer you up. Only thing better than that would have been the Bruins winning the Stanley Cup. But other than that, I'm good. So
the puppies are a good second place there.
Yeah. So now we can get into the ugly world of politics. But yeah. I just wanted to share that with you.
No, I appreciate that. Very great visual, Tyrus, and a lap full of puppies. I can think that.
I have the photo, so I will send you one.
Yeah, tweet them at us. We'd love to see them.
Yeah.
Okay. Mostly today, I've been a grouch because I hate everything. It's like you can't listen to anything that took place in that rally last night and not have to talk about the fact that there was a send her back chant that took place, that the president has come out today and said, and he's denounced it. So I actually think that the president deserves some credit here for stepping into in front of the cameras and the microphone and saying, no, that wasn't good, to the people who are at his own rally. So I actually think that might be a good step for the president. But I just want to talk about, like the caller that I had on there, that socialism sucks and it's not what we do in America. And that's what 2020 is about. And it's not about the president being a racist or the people on the left needing to go back to where they, quote, came from. All of that sucks and it's awful and I need a puppy.
Yeah, you definitely need a puppy. I know I needed about 20 of them. You know, I heard what you were saying, and as a black man, if this is a hint of racism, I'm usually quick to pick it up and deal with it. I feel like we've gotten to the point where when we disagree or when we say something in battle, which really they're throwing shots at the president, he's throwing shots back, and if you don't like it, you can leave. That's I got where it was coming from, in the sense, like, he was talking about the country.
Yeah.
If you don't like the way we are here, you can leave. I don't think it was meant in the sense where, like, you get out of here because you're a minority. No, he was saying, if you don't like the policies and the way I do things, you don't have to be here. So I didn't quite get the connection there. But once that connection was drawn, of course, the media ran with it. So I think all the name-calling, you know, he's racist, they're racist, we're all racist. Okay, great. Now that we're all racist, so let's move on to what the argument is really about. It's going to be about what the people want to vote for. And here's the deal. If you're trying to get anybody to join up your cause and be about it, if the only thing you do is talk trash about the other side, you're not really teaching them what your cause is, and you're not going to get anybody but fringe people who are not going to vote anyway in your thing. So focus on getting your message out. And I agree with you. The socialism thing, you know, the whole thing with free this and free that with no work and nothing put in, that's literally the exact opposite of what America is founded on. And, yes, it is difficult sometimes, and life is hard. But that's why you get the opportunities, and that's the word I want to – we have opportunities in this country. In most countries, you do not have so many opportunities. You have to be born into it, or you have to be lucked into it. But in America, literally, you can start with nothing, and hard work and jumping on opportunities to get them. You can literally rule the world at some point. I mean, you literally can go from zero to a hero in this country. So, and I would never want that to be in jeopardy.
Tyrus, do you think that's available to everybody, or do you think that there are marginalized people in our country that just are never, ever, ever going to have that same opportunity as somebody else?
You know, I'm sorry, but the president before this last one was African-American. The people who are fighting are people of color. Like, I am sitting in the opportunities I've had in life, and regardless of my race or skin tone or whatever, yeah, sure, I've had roadblocks or someone goes, I don't like me because of this or that, but I work through it and I work past it because that's the thing that makes America different than everywhere else. You're 100% going to have roadblocks. You're 100% going to have people who don't want you or don't like you. But guess what? They don't run the world. They don't run this country. So, yeah, you might not work at one firm, but guess what? There's 50 other firms that would love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to a point where, like yesterday, I had I was interviewing the Griffin brothers from Seattle Seahawks, and the young brother, he plays in the NFL with one hand. Do you know how many coaches at the college level were like, forget this kid. He's not going to make it. And he's where he is now. Did he have roadblocks? 100%. He had roadblocks. He overcame them. So that's the difference in America. Is there other racists in America? Yep, there sure are. But you know what? There aren't racists in America. And there's people who just want someone to get the job done. And if you work at anything hard enough and apply yourself and don't accept no, you're going to get it. I made it. I got a paycheck for playing football. I got a paycheck for playing in WWE. I now get a paycheck to tell people my opinions on the world and stuff. And do you think I had roadblocks? 100%. Did I get no? Did I get fired? Did I have people who don't like me just beside of me and just want me to do bad and say bad things about me? Yeah, that's part of it. That's part of being in this country. But it's called resolve. And that's what makes us American. So we're forgetting that. And you don't have to like the President of the United States. You don't, because it's America. Other places you do that, you will not only not have a voice, you won't have a pulse.
Totally.
So before we start talking about how bad this country is, you're able to talk about what you don't like in this country because of this country. So let's remember that.
Completely.
And I understand what you're upset about because you cannot have you and I cannot have a conversation if the first word out of my mouth is, Annie, you're a racist.
Yeah. Yeah, it's done. It's over.
So let's talk about fiscal responsibility, racist. Like, we're never going to get there. We're never going to get there. And, you know, I don't believe the President of the United States is racist. Is he a little pro-white? Sure. I'm a little pro-black. Guess what? We're all a little bit of certain ways or certain things. And he says things, and he's rude, and he's crude, and he's all these things. But that's what the American people wanted because we were tired of having somebody tell us the sky is blue and the water's great and the sky is gray and the water's undrinkable.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have a transparent, I don't give a damn what he tweets because I don't read it. I have my own life to live. Policies, we have a good economy in this country. We have jobs in this country. We're not at war. We're not stepping out our house wondering if a plane's going to drop bombs on it. There's a lot of good things going on in America. We need to remember that. And people who want to yell and complain because they're not getting their way, it's very simple. Get Americans to vote for it.
Mm. Enough said, I would say, Tyrus.
Yeah, sorry.
You're saying everything that's coming straight out of my mind, and I appreciate it because you're doing yes yelling than I was wanting to do before. And I'm just thinking about the puppies. The puppies are a really good image.
And you're not a yeller. You are so not a yeller.
You are
not an aggressive person. I get it. There is times now, the first time in my life, like I make a lot of jokes about Joe Biden is being attacked for being white and being old in this country by the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Like, if that's not progress, albeit maybe a little overkill, but that's progress because there was never a time in history where, like, if you imagine Thomas Jefferson, yeah, but he's white. I don't know.
Yeah, we have come quite a bit, I would say, absolutely.
I think we're starting to get there. You know, a little further, we need to maybe back up a little bit. But that's where we're at in this world right now. And if that's not a place where we can all have people of different creeds and say whatever. And again, these women of color, I'm not saying they're wrong. They're right to believe whatever they want. They're congressmen, they're senators. But while you're saying that this is a racist country, you're sitting in an opportunity to do something about this problem you have so much. So, I mean, you are a senator.
Yeah.
White nationals can't stop you from doing what you're doing. So what makes you think they can stop anybody else? Are they there? Sure. Are they stopping us? No. They ain't stopping me.
I love it. Fox Nation host of Nuff Said Tyrus. You can see more of him by subscribing to Fox Nation. Make sure that you have gotten your subscription in. There's so much great content there, and Tyrus is definitely part of it. Thanks for coming on with us today. I don't want to keep you from your puppies.
It's always a pleasure to be on the award-winning Andy Frye Show.
Oh, it's
cheer up. Puppy pictures are coming.
Awesome. Tweet them at us, at Andy Frye Show. Thanks, Tyrus. We'll talk to you again next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.